afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we have a different take on the subject of life-work balance.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Sailing on summer breeze and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave.
Oh,
Life-work balance is something we all seek, but the pressures of modern existence seem to be fighting against us realizing this ideal. Back in the 70s, the 30-hour working week was suggested as a likely scenario in the future as technology took over many mundane tasks. Since then, technology has indeed become a dominant force, but today we are even further away from realizing the 30-hour week. The gap between our goals and the cost of achieving them seems to be getting wider at all levels within society. We seem to need to spend more time simply earning a living. So how do we bridge this gap and achieve better balance? The first and most important thing to realize about balance is that it is not actually a goal, but rather an ongoing process. When you ride a bike, balance is something which is maintained rather than something which is arrived at like a destination. So balance is first and foremost about motion. We can't simply achieve balance as an objective and think that is the end of the matter. The ancient Greek philosophers sought the primary cause of things. They managed to narrow down four principles, which we call the four elements, namely fire, water, air, and earth. There is a lot more to what the ancients uncovered than meets the eye, and their findings are as valid today as ever. Quite apart from his physical makeup, a human being has all four elements symbolically present as active mental drivers in all action. For example, passion, enthusiasm are fire principles. Thinking outside the box is a water attribute. Practicality and sensuality are earthy, and contemplation, inspiration, and creative thought in general are air-like attributes. So we have all these conflicting influences going on inside us. Sometimes the practical clashes with the passionate, for example. Or maybe we are being too flexible. Passion is diminished in such cases, or even annihilated. Sometimes we overthink something, which means we are letting the air aspect take control. The secret to finding balance, then, is to harmonize all of these equally important influences, to have them working as a single force rather than competing with each other for dominance. This is not an easy task, but it is one that reaps huge rewards if worked at. Each of us is oriented to one or other of these principles. We have even developed expressions to describe them. She's a bit fiery, or he's been an airhead. So how would you describe yourself? Are you a passionate type or deep, earthy type? Are you a dreamer, or do you go with the flow? Are you a lateral thinker, always looking for the way forward, even if you have to break the rules, but perhaps lacking in empathy and tending to trample over others' ideas as if they are worth less than yours? Water can and does extinguish the fire in others. Sometimes people who are too practical can become rigid and dogmatic. Whichever principle predominates in you, consider it a pointer to what you need to develop in order to find balance. Practical people may need to develop their passionate side, while theoretical thinkers would probably benefit from being a little more practical. It's all about understanding and harmonizing these various aspects of self as the true goal we should be aiming at. The harnessing of our total powers, rather than thinking we are just one or two or relying too heavily on those. If you are not really a passionate type, then mix with people who are. If you struggle finding practical solutions, seek the companionship of practical thinkers, even taking up a practical hobby. Growth is about change and venturing into unexplored areas of self. When you set out to unlock the power of the four elements within yourself, you will change the way you think and work, which will open up hitherto unthought of solutions. Life will cease to be a series of struggles and obstacles, transforming instead into an adventure where balance and harmony are always a natural part of that process.
Thank you. já fui ao cinema, não gosto de samba, não vou a Ipanema, não gosto de chuva, nem gosto de sol. Sabia, eu jamais tentei e jamais ousaria as bobagens de amor que outro vai te dizer. Saí com você de mãos dadas na tarde serena, um chope gelado num bar de Ipanema, anda pela praia até o Leblon. Eu nunca me apaixonei, eu jamais poderia casar com você. Fatalmente eu iria sofrer tanta dor pra no fim te
to Musings, you're never quite sure what you're going to hear. But we hope what you do hear gives you something to muse about. So it's goodbye for now, and we'll be back same time next week.